having a big fireball kind of shootout. We came outside, and just big shake. Didn't know what it was. Ran outside. All the windows were blown. There's fire coming out, and just smoke everywhere.
I noticed that a plane was flying unusually low, and I didn't think that there was an airport nearby, so I thought that was kind of weird. And saw the plane hit the lower to mid section of the building. Couldn't believe it.
We didn't think the plane was actually crashing when we saw it, and it was so low that it was kind of one of those things, like, I didn't see the person, but it was close enough that you could have seen the guy in it.
My instructor just started yelling, look at that plane, look at that plane. And then I looked up, and all I saw, I just saw big flames, and then we ran out of the building.
It shot right across that light, and right across the highway, went right into the building directly, exploded in a fireball. The fireball was probably 50 feet each side of the impact. The windows began to fly out of the building. There must have been a lot of shock inside, a shock wave. The windows flew out, and there's pink insulation pads flying all around.
Some people were running. Some people were peeling out of their cars, and we could see smoke coming out of the back end of the building. It was very traumatic.
A man with a grudge against the IRS crashes a small plane into an IRS office in Austin, Texas, and all hell breaks loose. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to talk about this story, obviously, weaved in throughout our 4 hours here on ATN. There are some other things we'll hit. The Olympics, the highs and the lows so far. At this point, the Dalai Lama meets with Obama. At what cost to the relationship with China? Conservatives rally big time and make some jokes at Obama's expense before the midterm elections. In the meantime, Taliban, and less Taliban. You got to love this. More Taliban folks being captured as it leaves my lips in Pakistan. Oh, I think this is the best thing that I've said all week on this show. And the Toyota boss is finally going to testify in D.C. More problems for Toyota, hopefully not for our friends who are employed in some way by Toyota. Whether it's Jay taking the parts in his truck or any of you in Georgetown, Kentucky, we'd hate to see that happen. And it looks like it's going to be okay, and I think this testimony is probably a good thing. So here we are at the crossroads once again at the top of this show talking about a horrible accident and somebody with a crazy, crazy grudge. The sad thing is, and you heard the witnesses there talk about what they saw, the big fireball, the shock, they couldn't believe it. And whenever something like that happens, automatically, terrorism, F-16s, boom, locked, loaded in the air. So the remains of two people were found in the building, and that's the sad part about all of this. Once again, innocent people lose their lives. As a statement, somebody decides to take his life, and in the process, two other lives are snuffed out. So who is the guy we're talking about? His name is Joseph Stack. He felt like the federal government was screwing him with their tax code. He felt like he was robbed of his savings and his career was being destroyed, while all these execs were able to walk away with millions. It goes back to that whole thing again about those bonuses and how deep this has cut into people's emotions, as crazy as that sounds. He left a rambling 3,000-word manifesto, posted it on a website, and registered in his name, that the feud with the IRS was his passion, that it was so deeply wrapped around him that it drove him to the point of committing suicide by slamming that single-engine Piper PA-28 slam into an Austin building, as I just mentioned, is the home for the IRS. And he said in his manifesto, nothing changes unless there is a body count. So I think he was hoping, there was over 100 people that worked in that building, that the body count would be higher. It was two, and two is too many, frankly. But will his statement resonate with anyone? The sad part of this whole thing is he's divorced. But he's a guy who had a daughter, had grandchildren, and this is what they're also left with. So there was this wild storm brewing inside of him, and the people closest to him had no idea. they didn't think anything was going on. In fact, I was talking to somebody today in Austin, and they mentioned that he was in a band and was a popular member of the band. And the people that spent the most time with him just jamming, just playing the guitar, they didn't see anything that showed that there was some madness happening or even knew of any kind of an IRS dispute. They had no clue about it. Now, specifically in the note, he refers to some disputes with the IRS that cost him more than $40,000, and he said 10 years of his life. I guess twice he started software companies in California that were suspended by the tax board, and he listed himself as the chief executive officer of both of those, and this was in the 80s. Also in the mid-90s, he didn't file a state tax return and was suspended in 2000 by the tax board, and so you see where the ball's going in this one. He didn't pay state taxes in 96 and 2002, so he had a bill that was $1,153, but he never discussed this with anybody who was close to him. He didn't drink. He didn't smoke. Nobody saw any red flags, any indication that this was going to happen. None whatsoever. So how do you stop a guy like this? How do you get inside his head? How do you try to calm him down? There is no calming him down. Now, here's what happened, too. He set his house on fire and then flew the plane into the building. So his home on fire, burning to the ground, and there he is off in the plane headed for the IRS. And he talked about, and see, this was a guy who had trouble finding work. He talked about having a hard time trying to get any kind of work in Austin and not filing a tax return one year because he didn't make any money. And it seems as though, as they try to gather his tax records, that the tipping point for this guy was an audit. He had an audit, and they discovered about $13,000 in unreported income. So at the end of this whole manifesto, he goes into, I know that by not adding my body to the count, I ensure nothing will change. I know I'm hardly the first one to decide. I have had all that I can stand. Ooh. And no indication. We'll talk about this and what makes somebody finally tick, tick, and tick off coming up. As I mentioned, weaved in and out of this show. But also we're going to talk about runaways and the sad, sad numbers of runaways in this country and ultimately what it leads to. But I do have some breaking news. Evan Lysak is celebrating now for the fact that he has won skating gold. So it's the U.S.'s first men's Olympic skating title since Brian Boitano. How exciting is that? And somebody was talking the other day that the way he was practicing, it looked like he had nailed this thing shut, and apparently he did just that. Coming up later, we got the medal count. Hang with us.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shisandra, seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Vinae Rogers on, and she was part of Contact Crisis, that helpline that reaches so many teenagers, and I think it's a wonderful thing that they're doing. Anything that you can do to reach out to a troubled teen. Lately, even in my own neck of the woods here in Texas, we've seen some sad things happen that have led to some of these teenagers actually taking their own lives. And then the whole sad phenomenon of runaways and ultimately what has happened to some of these kids, and is there a way to stop this? Is there a way to reach the kids? Mike Keenan joins us now, and he knows all about this subject all too well. Mike, thanks for coming on our show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Hi.
And let's talk about, the book you have is called Memoirs of a Runaway, A Story of Hope. Let's tell the listeners of America Tonight your own story.
Well, I was, my father died when I was about 10 of a brain tumor. Mother remarried a man that started beating me. And so I started running away about that age. And by age 12, I was pretty much hanging out in pool halls and places to play pinball, places I didn't have to go back home, and eventually left for good, hitchhiked all the way to California, and by 14 I was picked up by a truck driver and then drove 250,000 miles in a semi probably by the time I was 17, even without a driver's license, and you know, hitchhiked cross country several times. And, a lot of involvement in trying to avoid police and trying to get caught and trying to keep myself from having to go back home.
And obviously a very rough life. So you were living hand to mouth, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much just relying on churches to see if I could find, you know, help from anybody, everybody that would, you know, or could. seemed like even then, you know, they were overwhelmed by the amount of homeless people and kids that were on the streets.
And how, you know, it's interesting. From when you were a runaway and to what you were able to do with your life to where we are now, we're seeing that now this is, I was talking to someone the other day about this and the crisis line I mentioned, and sadly there's a rollback on this. We're starting to see that more teens are doing that. What do you attribute that to? Just same thing? It could be a family situation, the loss of a mother or father, horrible remarriage, something else that's going on in the home, and it doesn't matter if it was, you know, two decades to the current decade, it's all the same thing?
I don't know. It seems like it's a lot different now. I mean, culture has changed so much. People have gotten away and from traditions. You know, they've gotten into such a routine or such a convenience because of how we live and where we live. It just seems like it's harder to keep attention, you know, discipline and love to a child like it used to be. I mean, I think then there was a lot of, you know, different situations, individual situations, as to where now it seems like there's a lot more of the same problem, which is, you know, that everybody is very busy. Everybody is very focused on just being able to support themselves and their children and provide a life. It's not always, it just seems like it's become much more difficult to parent.
Yeah, no kidding. I like what you said there. It's becoming much more difficult to parent. To realize how rough it is for these teenagers, and you talk about this in the book, but of all the things that happened to you in not having a license and trucking around and everything, what was the worst part of it? What, for you, what was the worst part of what was happening?
I think the loneliness, you know, and then, you know, the problem was with me is that I was brought up well. I mean, my mother was very affluent, you know, in several different ways. I mean, she was well-read and had very attentive and very loving and believed in God, went to church. And my stepfather would have liked to have played a role like that as well, but I think he was disciplined, you know, by being beat with a garden hose if he didn't get straight A's and play the piano every day. So that's what he thought was the correct way to discipline. So he was, you know, very rough. I mean, he threw me down the stairs, hit me with a golf club, and you know, verbally sarcastic all the time. And I think the verbal abuse was far worse. So it ended up to be I didn't understand. You know, as a child, I tried to turn to God. And since I felt I had been abandoned by my family, you know, that God would take care of me. But, you know, of course, things got much worse. So then I had my more or less running away from God or arguing with him or wondering whether he existed or, you know, decades, you know, the next probably 30 years I spent trying to figure out if God existed.
Yeah, and you told us a little bit of what you did to survive, but you did, I mean, you were hustling pool.
Correct.
You were a ski instructor, and you were even a drug dealer at one point. It got so low that you were dealing drugs.
Most of the time. You know,
yeah.
As a matter of fact, for me, and I have to admit, I feel lucky because I was able to be so resourceful that I found ways. You know, it started with attention. If I was doing drugs, I had friends. So then I started realizing that, you know, I could support my own habit, and mainly because I wasn't doing that many drugs, but I could make a fortune off of selling drugs. So, unfortunately, that became a very easy avenue, and I made a fortune. I mean, I made and lost, and as I got older, I got even smarter about it. And unfortunately, you know, one dealer said, you know, you've spent, you know, and this is just small stuff, $32,000 I had dealt in drugs in just a small amount of time.
So wow. And another, I don't want to leave this on a sad note because yours is a story of hope. You went on, you're happily married, you've got a business going on. Tell us the flip side. What was the turning point?
Well, it wasn't really. It wasn't an epiphany. It wasn't nothing that was life-changing. It was a series of constants, you know, mother being constant, and my grandma Dolly was always there and supportive and unconditionally loved me. And my daughter, once she was born, I started, you know, really thinking that I had a purpose. But, you know, that still didn't change things, still didn't change my runaway mentality. I mean, at 40 years old, I still was trying to figure out who I was and make sense of everything that I went through and wondering why I didn't end up in jail or dead, you know. So at that point, I think there was something that I needed to do, which was attach myself to something. And what I did was really start learning more biblical teaching and really started studying more. And I did have some life-changing, altering things that made me aware that this is something that I could really believe in. And I don't think I've ever looked back, you know, once I got to that point that I really recognized that I always felt like I needed spiritual growth. But anyway, it's, you know, it's different for each child. So, but I think the choices that they have, you know, there's always somebody out there that would like to help. And, you know, I think finding the appropriate others is a big part.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the book is Memoirs of a Runaway, A Story of Hope. Mike, thanks so much for sharing your story with the listeners. You can get a copy if you're interested in reading more. It's good stuff. If you're interested in reading more, pick it up at Barnes & Noble, any of your bookstores. Thanks, Mike. You have a great
one. MemoirsofaRunaway.com.
All right, excellent. You can go to the website, too, as well. Hang with us. Coming up next, Odds and Ends on ATN.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everybody. Hey, this is Kate hanging with you here on America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Evan Lysak, won the gold for the men, the U.S. men in figure skating. Huge news. The U.S. now has 18 medals. U.S. hockey team did it again on the ice while the Canadians barely survived. It was a shootout for them. So the Americans still with 18 medals, the Germans right behind with 11, and we've got the complete medal tracker. We'll run through that. Later in the show, we're hoping to catch up with Dr. Tom Hackett. He is the doc for the snowboarders. He's busy because if there wasn't any injuries that we could see on the tube, they have to worry about things like the blood doping tests afterwards, and that's what he's involved in, because he's involved in all aspects of that, of course. And the women were doing the half pipe thing, and Aussie actually won the gold medal, but the U.S. women weren't to be outdone. They actually take to the podium, too, with the silver and the bronze. Boy, snowboarding. I think snowboarding has become much more interesting to me now that I've watched it for the past two Olympics. I don't know how these athletes do what they do, honestly. Just incredible. Some of the tricks and the way they're able to keep that poise as they come down, and they're trying not to catch too much air, and just how high they hit some of those high notes. Of course, the flying tomato, the best, Shaun White. And watching that last night, it was just, I mean, that just, you can't believe what you're watching, to be honest, really. And so an Australian defeats our American, Hannah Teeter, during a wild second run. Let's head to the phones, 800-259-5791. Slam and Sammy listening to us in Montreal. Hello.
Hello. Okay.
How are you?
Give it to me.
Well, first of all, give me your impressions. What happened to the Canadians? They did hang on. You get the win, and that's the key thing.
Well, the Swiss were also that good, too. I don't know if you saw the game.
Yeah, I saw just highlights.
Okay. Well, you saw the whole game. I mean, the Swiss goalie plays for Anaheim, so he knows every single move that all the Canadian players play. And like Sid Crosby was being interviewed after the game, and he was saying, "Hey, we didn't take these guys lightly, but you know they were that good tonight." You know.
Yeah, it's interesting. And the final score was 3-2, and it wasn't a shootout, like I said.
Yeah.
You and I talked about that I thought there could be the problem of them looking beyond them, but if they were saying, hey, we didn't look beyond them, they were just that good. Good for him for saying that. I mean, and you know what? Sid Crosby made all the difference. I mean, wasn't it just the last Olympics, he wasn't even part of the Canadian hockey team.
He was still playing junior hockey.
Yeah.
And the funny part was, you know, like everyone thought there'd be, you know, neutral referees. One of the referees was an NHL referee, so don't blame the officiating. I thought the officiating tonight was excellent. They let them play. And, you know, like I said, Canada had their chances, and Switzerland just, you know, lived up to it. So if there are any NHL scouts looking, you know, Switzerland seems to be the new hotspot. And I'm just, it's, by the way, it's the end of the first period between Slovakia and Russia, and it's nothing.
I know. I saw that. So scoreless in that one. The U.S. trounces Norway, as they should have. 6-1 was the final in that.
Well, I wouldn't say I would call it a trounce because it was 3-1 going into the third.
Well, 3-1 still pretty, you know, they pulled away from them after that. I think it's,
right.
I think they showed them the door. And
right.
The U.S. women shut out Finland, and then Russia. This was interesting. This was the more interesting thing in the women. The Russian ladies barely got by China 2-1.
Uh-huh. Okay. And we destroyed Sweden like 13-1.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's like, I mean, in a way, I can't blame the IOC if they want to get rid of women's hockey, but at the same time, it's like, how are you going to develop women's hockey unless they have something to shoot for? You know,
true. They have to have a goal. They have to. You're right.
Right.
There has to be some incentive, some reason to. Yeah, to
right.
do it.
Yeah. By the way, I know we won a gold medal today.
I know you won what did you win the gold medal in?
Speed skating.
Yeah, that's right. Speed skating. Because Canada's got 7 now, so 3 golds.
Right. Right. And
you saw that the U.S. The U.S. just won figure skating for the men,
right.
So that's another gold for the U.S. That's 6, and I already mentioned this a couple of different times, 18. But
right.
This is getting interesting in the hockey. Now we're going to get deeper into this,
right?
And we'll see who ends up on the podium. I still believe Russia's the strongest.
I agree. Well, they were talking about today the jackets that your snowboarders were wearing.
Uh-huh.
And Norway's pants, and Norway's men's team in curling. I don't know if you've seen any of that.
I have.
Their pants are like the same style. So one of the people was saying, just think if you combined the two, what kind of costume would that be? I said it'd be very loud, and you'd have to turn it off.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, in fact, in Julie's office, there's a pool going around it, but who's picking what? It was the name out of the hat. She got Sweden, and she's semi, you know, in men's hockey. I said, don't sell yourself short. Sweden can be Sweden can be one of the dark horses.
Absolutely, I agree. How many NHLers are on the team? We talked about this a lot on our
right.
a previous show.
Right.
So would you say, you know, everybody's pelting the crap out of Vancouver for all the glitches that are happening,
right.
And even the press in Canada. They're not playing softball anymore. Their gloves are off there too. They're saying the same thing that wow,
yeah.
You know, you can't do anything about snow.
No.
If it's melting, they can only do what they can do to try to repair it.
Right.
But
tomorrow, sorry for jumping in. Tomorrow is the ski jumping.
Yeah.
And one of the local weather people was saying there's a difference of like 3 degrees from the from the top where they take and from where they land. And they know that it has to be so like fast snow, and this is going to be very soft snow, so the guys could be going down slower. So that could affect the scores and whatever. So, you know,
overall, what in the papers in Montreal would be a little bit different. What's the take? What else is the take on the games from the Montreal perspective?
Let's see. Well, I looked in the paper. You know, basically they're saying, you know, the weather is a problem, but in the sports that we're expected to do well in, it's not affecting us. because, you know, it's mostly indoor stuff like the speed skating. But like with the skeleton and the bobsled, from what I hear, where they have it, it's a very good, you know, modern, up-to-date, freezing system, so they don't have to worry there at the skeleton and, skeleton bobsled luge run. So, you
really?
Know, that's good. Yeah, that's good. But, I mean, like, the French, you know, like the French newspapers, all theirs are concentrating on is one sport. Hockey.
Well, of course, and that makes a difference, yeah.
Right, you know, so, and by the way, the autopsy report on the, on that Georgian loser that was killed, the final report may not be ready for another 2 months.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, obviously I don't know the way how autopsy works, but I'm smelling maybe a cover-up here.
Oh, of course. And yeah. I thought it was terrible that they blamed him in the first place. It was a tragic accident.
Right.
And there was mistakes with the run. And
yeah.
Whether he was inexperienced and everything, just when something like that happens, boy, that was the wrong way to go with that.
And I
agree with you. There may be something more of a cover-up there.
Right.
There might be, I mean, there's something they don't want to come out now, especially in the middle of some of the problems.
Okay, now, Canada's playing the U.S. on Sunday.
Yeah.
Are we going to have a little wager on this?
Canada and the U.S. Well, you know, that's going to be a tough one for me, but I'm going to say that the U.S. wins this one.
Okay, I suggested something, but then Julie shot it down.
Okay.
Okay, here was, okay, if Canada would have won, you would have had to sing O Canada live on air. And if the U.S. wins...
No. I agree with it.
Oh,
if Canada, if the Canadians beat... If the Canadians beat the U.S., I will sing O Canada, a little bit of O Canada, on the air on Sunday.
Okay, now if the U.S. beats... Now if
the U.S. beats Canada, you got to sing the Star-Spangled Banner.
Okay, that sounds like a fair
match. Look up the words and start practicing buddy, over the weekend.
Hey, I've been to enough baseball.
Canada.
I was going to make it interesting, sing it in French, but nah.
Right.
That'd be pushing it, right?
That'd be tough for me to do. Sam, this is fun, okay? So Sunday, we've got a bet. People, when they tune in, I will either have to sing O Canada or you'll sing the Star-Spangled Banner. So I suggest that you start practicing, my friend, and we'll see what happens.
You practice too, lady.
Okay.
Because Julie said, what would have been the bet? I said, okay, one of Julie's friends has a sauna in their house. So every so often, Julie and I are allowed to go over and use it when they're away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Julie said, you know what I said? You would have flown in here and you would have joined us in the sauna.
Oh, that's nice. And you know what, people, the image that you're throwing out, and this is very G-rated, and you mean it in a very good way, but you know people are turning that around in a very twisted way now.
Yeah. So I think in a way this way's a little better. You still have your pride.
All right, so we'll see what happens. Good luck to you, Sam. Thanks
you
for the
too,
call.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Oh. That went downhill. Just like Lindsay Vonn, she did not go downhill. For all the worry over the shin, she made a mistake when she was skiing. She was going for that second gold medal, so she did not win the medal. She didn't even medal in the combined, in the super combined, they call it. But Julie Mancuso did for the U.S. It was a German, Maria Reich, who won the event. And, I'll tell you what the simple mistake was when you join us in a few minutes.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You probably didn't hear the news this morning. Late breaking that the gold medal that was won last night by American Lindsey Vonn has been stripped. Yeah, it was determined that President Obama has been going downhill faster than she has.
All right, but I'm pumped. That deserves a rim shot. You know what that joke's from? It's, of course, a big pile-on with the president being the butt of most of the jokes. And the reason why is because it's the CPAC deal that's going on in Washington, getting the warm-up for the midterm elections. And it's kind of like a who's who of the conservatives. And it was the opening acts, we'll say. I'll call it the opening acts. So there were a lot of jokes at the president's expense. And that's to be expected because this is the 37th time they've done it. It's the conservative people meeting, the guys meeting, and the big, big hopeful for the conservative party, the one that everybody wanted to see, the golden boy, if you would, is Marco Rubio, who a lot of folks in Florida think this guy is going to be Charlie Crist in the Senate primary. So he made a couple of the jokes and was one of the opening speakers and is very, very popular. He talked for about a half an hour, and he had at least five standing ovations. That's when you know you've won the crowd over, five standing ovations. I'm always just, like, looking for a laugh or two, but five standing ovations, pretty good. There's some other jokes that they pegged on the prez, and we'll let you hear them throughout the show. But he touches a nerve with a lot of people because of his background, I think. He talks about his mother and father. His mother was a Walmart clerk, and his dad was a bartender. So he says what it was like growing up and, you know, why politics are so important to him. And as I mentioned, he has struck a chord in Florida in particular. And there's a good chance that he could beat Chris. And the Bush family, which has some capital in Florida, fully behind him, and they've been there to help pump up the volume on his campaigning. So anyway, I mentioned that I would tell you what it was that tripped up Lindsey Vonn. She was hoping she was going to get another gold medal. And there was this rumor going around. I talked to somebody, actually, I forgot off the air last night, that said to me, you know, what did you think about what do you think of the rumor about Vaughn? Because there's this rumor going around that she really isn't hurt, that her right shin wasn't really bruised, and that was just a ploy to psych out the other skiers, which is ridiculous because you could tell that it was killing her. You could tell that there was a problem there, but the shin wasn't the reason she didn't finish the race this time. She hooked a tip, and that happens in ski racing, but it doesn't do you any favors in Olympic racing because there's no way you're going to medal in that case. She was at the tail end, I guess. She had the lead. She was like 7 seconds ahead of the Germans' pace, who ultimately won the gold medal at the first checkpoint, but she fell behind on the bottom half of the course. She straddled a gate, and the ski flipped off before she fell forward into the snow. And it was just a bad, you know, bad luck, bad run in the Olympics. So she gets the gold in the one event. She'll get a day off before her next event, and this is the event I love, the Super G. And she is the overwhelming favorite here. So she's entered in the giant slalom, which is what the Super G is, and the slalom next week. We'll see if she can pick up another gold medal. But Julie Mancuso of the U.S. did pick up another silver medal, so that's good news, and it adds to the medal total that I've been talking about, and that would be 18 altogether for the Americans. Let's re-rack here some big news. At the top of the hour, I told you about it. A man with a grudge against the IRS slammed a small plane into a building that housed the IRS office after he set his own house on fire and left a manifesto of problems he had with the IRS and how they were jacking him out of money and things that had happened to him. The horrible thing about this is two people were found dead in the building after the plane hit the building. And he, of course, was killed. And friends in Austin, Texas, where this happened, just cannot believe it. They cannot believe this is the same guy. 53-year-old Andrew Joseph Stack, a guy who lived in Austin for a while, who had this grudge that was churning inside of him against the IRS. And he didn't discuss anything with any band. He was in a band. He didn't discuss it with any of them. He had plenty of friends and didn't discuss that with any of them. Nobody had any idea that he was racked up by this and anything of the sort could possibly happen. But immediately when it happened, and you see, and if you've seen any of the pictures, this is radio, but you see a building, black smoke just billowing out of this office building, and hear of the plane going in, people automatically think terrorism. That's just how we react now since 9/11. It is a very sad tale, though, because of the people who were killed and people also who were burnt. There were some people that suffered burns. One guy, they talk about 25% of his body, mostly on the back. He was in serious and stable condition. So you have the house on fire in the neighborhood, and you see the smoke just all over the place from the house, I mean, burning down to the ground. And then you see the guy flying the plane. You see the aftermath of the guy flying the plane is the IRS building. So it took them a couple of ladder trucks and other equipment to even hose that down. It was at this office building, which is in a pretty busy research area. In fact, it's called Research Boulevard. They were able to get it out, and the good news is that it didn't take them a ridiculous amount of time, so they didn't spread even further. But the sad thing is the people killed, and you also have some people injured in this. Right away, you have the two F-16 fighter jets. They were sent from Houston as a precaution, but it wasn't anything about terrorism. It, in fact, all had to do with, and he left a manifesto, a 3,000-page manifesto, about his life and the problems that he had with the tax code and how the only way that was going to get any attention was for him to do this, that there would have to be a body count. And even in what he had written, he put the year of his birth and of his death. He had a daughter and he had grandchildren, and it's one of those head shakers. And this week we've had two of those. coming off of last week, talking about the associate professor who killed three of her colleagues, and they're still trying to sort that out. They don't even have a biology department now in Huntsville, in Alabama, because they were killed by a woman who was upset that she didn't get tenure. Now you have this guy with the grudge against the IRS. It's not the only thing that happened, though. Big news that everybody's talking about, Tiger Woods once again, because he's going to make a 5-minute statement. They handpicked the people who are going to be in the room. There's not going to be any questions asked. And who knows what the statement's going to contain. The PGA is not releasing anything about that, nor are his agents. But you can bet when you turn on the tube at any point tomorrow, your local news or any other kind of cable station news-wise, you're going to hear what Tiger Woods had to say over and over and over again. And that has some of the golfers upset who are playing in a major tournament, like Ernie Els, who said it's on purpose, it's a distraction. But regardless, I think that this was laying the groundwork for Tiger Woods to come back to the game of golf. So releasing the statement and saying whatever he's going to say, I'm assuming at some point it'll probably be I'm going to play whatever tournament, or I'm hoping to come back to the tour and end on that note with apologies in the 5 minutes and the family and all that sort of stuff. Other big news on the day is the president not being the butt of all the jokes, the conservatives who were meeting, but the fact that he met with the Dalai Lama. The Chinese, not happy about this, didn't want to see any kind of a meeting. Remember, there was precautions before where the president didn't hook up with the Dalai Lama, the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader, when he could have. But despite all the objections, they decided to go ahead and do it. So will this complicate the relationships between the Chinese and our government? China warned it would damage Beijing's ties to the capital. They are not happy at all about this meeting. The Dalai Lama, as all of you know, is a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, and there have been lots of problems with the Chinese and the Lama, which is why they booted him for some of the things that he was expressing about the country. Problems with China. They have that giant debt of ours that is hanging over our head. Have any thoughts? Send them to me at americatonight.net.
We've made some bows to modernity. We have the Barack Obama honorary teleprompters with us today.